Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Come on a safari with me.
Early in the morning we'll be starting out. Some honeys will be coming along. We're loading up our woody with our boards inside and heading out singing our song.
Are your artists of the day? By the way, I don't remember them taking two shots yesterday. When I went for my physical and I had to do my labs, but I look like a damned heroin addict. Look
you
at
got
that.
You got some marks on your arms
look
there,
at
buddy.
That.
Yeah, you got some marks.
I look like I inject heroin.
You got some marks on your arm.
I only remember them doing one. But there are two.
Why don't you remember the second one?
Right.
Probably because I was high as
yep,
balls.
That's how it starts. First one's always free.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to start drooling here in a second. So we're going to wrap up our conversation about the census. Okay. New study out says 40% of Americans say they will not answer the door if a census worker comes to their door. One of our favorite curmudgeons is Jim in Topeka. Hello, Jim.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, Jim.
Well, if you're worried about the normal census, have to deal with the ag census. And I got extremely agitated at them one time because I was primarily dealing with horses, mules, and donkeys under equine. They didn't even have that listed. And at the time, for dollars flowing through the economy, it was second behind cattle. So I told him, if I'm listed under other, it's not that important to you, and I'm not going to fill it out. And didn't. And refused to. And they did come and knock on my door, and they did do all kinds of things, and they did threaten me and everything else. I said, until that I get to the point that I'm not listed as other, I'm not filling it out. Well, you need to answer at least this question. So I did. Well, the next time the census came out, they did have equine listed under the livestock section. But you won't believe the amount of people and as many people as I got to go, old man curmudgeon, get off my lawn that I went through to get that. And so, yeah, I understand quite a little bit about the normal census, but there's another one out there that's so evasive, and that's the ag
census.
Why do they need to know how many horses and cattle and pigs or whatever?
Like for farm aid, Jim?
Why does the government need to know any of the information anyway? Because they say so.
Well, it's required by the Constitution that they know where you live.
Well, I know that, and then they ragged in this other thing with the agriculture deal and what have you, and they were trying to figure out how big ag is and what they needed to do and the other programs and what have you.
But, Scott, to me, and Jim, thank you for the call, the census only works if everybody's in the pool, if everybody does it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go down into this story, the Pew Research Center's looked into this. There are clear patterns in who fills out the census. It's older people and people with college degrees. So if their goal is to somehow get an accurate snapshot of where aid needs to go and where help for lower income families should go and minorities, those are the groups statistically that are the least likely to fill it out.
And then the least likely to get the help they need.
What
I'm
about
just
booty
saying
call guy
it doesn't work.
What about booty call?
You need assistance for that guy.
I mean, if somebody needs assistance.
I mean, if you're banging him, but he doesn't live there.
Well.
Let's go to Lynn in Overland Park. Hello, Lynn.
Hi.
Hi.
I worked on a couple of different census operations 10 years ago, and I was just doing it part-time, Johnson County mom. I started out doing it in our own neighborhood, pretty much, and which was kind of fun because some people knew me.
Yeah.
And so they were more willing to answer the questions, especially if they knew me or recognized me, and I was a friendly face. But the people that you could tell right away were not willing, they were for political reasons or just distrust of the government. I mean, my goal was simply to get the count of the people at that address. And you guys have already said it, you know, that's what's required in the Constitution. But for me, I was really good at it, and I was able to, you could even ask neighbors and still submit that information, how many people live there. And I remember doing that sometimes, but I kept going back trying to at least verify. I know the form was ridiculous last time, so we could say, hey, listen, I'm not trying to pry into your information. I just need to know how many people live here.
Okay.
And if they would answer that, you could pry a little bit more. Are they adults? Are they kids? And people were nice about it, usually, if you simply tried that tactic.
But did you have to ask your neighbors how much money they made? Because that is super awkward.
Oh, I never did that.
Okay.
No. At that point, you knew if they weren't going to answer the door or they didn't want to give you, or you couldn't find them at home, I never asked neighbors their personal information.
Yeah.
But wait. It's not whether you asked them. Was it on the list that you would have to, you would be expected to ask them how much money do you make? I mean, the government already knows
that
information.
That was on the form last time, that the long form had ridiculous questions. And when we went to, so then I worked on an audit where it was that people were chosen randomly. I was all over the city on that one. I did not care to travel that much, but I did. And they provided a laptop that time, but those questions were even different and more pressing than the long form.
What is the most inappropriate question on the long form that you felt you had to ask?
Oh, definitely the salary.
Income, okay.
Yeah, income. I think I remember always giving people permission to skip whatever question they wanted to, because from my training I recall, they said, whatever information people want to give you is great. We simply want to know how many people live there. So I always try to, the more comfortable I made people feel, they would talk more.
Yeah, but if and I know this isn't up to you, Lynn, but if really, truly all they want is a head count, then why get into all of the other personal stuff?
And I would agree with you on that.
Which is much more likely to turn people off. Now you want to know how much money I make.
No, Dana, I agree with you on that 100%. That's a great point on your part. The census is simply to find out how many people live in this country and where they live. So the census could be literally two lines. Well, three lines. Who are you? Okay,
yeah.
I'm Scott Parks, okay? Are you the head of the household?
Yes.
How many other people live in your house? Two.
That's it.
Mail it back in.
I would fill that out.
It doesn't matter if they're black, green, purple,
I agree.
White, brown. It doesn't matter. How many people live in your house? Two others. Do you have a dog? None of your damn business.
Are you counting the gimp I keep in the basement?
No, I'm not. And do you know what a gimp is?
It's a line from Pulp Fiction.
I know, but...
Bring out the gimp.
I think you need to be careful when you drop out lines from Pulp Fiction.
Gimp sleeping. What if I'm just banging some guy?
Okay.
I cannot believe that you... The get out of my life government guy is the one who filled it out and mailed it in, and I'm the one sitting here saying, screw you,
no,
none of your business.
No, that is unfair, and here's why. I am the follow the Constitution guy, and this is part of the Constitution.
Well, sometimes the Constitution gets it wrong.
Name when that hasn't been fixed.
I was going to say, you want to walk that back? Name when?
No, I don't.
Name when that hasn't been fixed.
That hasn't been fixed.
Well, they need to fix this.
So we need to get rid of the census?
if they want to do a head count, that's fine. I'm not telling them how much I make. I'm not telling them my race. I'm not telling them that out of spite.
I agree. Dana, I think you're looking for a fight where there is not one. If you want to ask me who I am, because you already know.
Right.
I'm Scott Parks. I live at blank address. Okay?
Yeah.
And how many people live in your house? Well, so many people live in my house.
And then that's it.
Boom.
Okay.
Send it off. We're good to go.
But you would have to change that as well. Someone would have to come out and say, here's a bright idea. No one is participating in this because it's too invasive. We need to go back to the beginning.
Well,
and the original intent.
That's how it originally was.
Which was a head count.
Yeah, they didn't go around to John Adams and go, hey, John.
How much money did you make last week?
You know?
Yeah.
Hey, Thomas. Jefferson. How much money did you make last year? None of your damn business. All you need to know is who am I and how many people live in my house.
Okay, you and I will agree on that.
All right.
And of course.
What if I'm just banging some guy?
Then he doesn't count because he's walking the walk of shame every morning. He doesn't count.
He's sort of living here on a temporary nocturnal basis.
And I thought these shoes just don't suit me. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything's right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's
smiling. Who is it? You love this song. Who is it?
He's my new favorite. But I'm long on time. Hey,
Paolo. Sorry? Paolo.
Paolo.
Paolo Nutini.
Does that mean he's from Spain? That sounds very Spanish.
Wait. Oh, God. Spanish? Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Paolo. Paolo. Paolo?
I will let you know where he's from.
I will advise you to stop talking.
Sounds Spain-like.
Do you mean Hispanic?
No.
Spain-ish.
Spanish?
No.
You were wrong, Dana. Would you like to guess again?
Argentina.
Way off.
I have no idea. Even I wouldn't even know where that was. So even
Scottish.
Scottish for Paolo?
Paolo.
It's like a soccer player.
Can the two of you stop talking if you don't mind? No, I'm being serious.
The
I'm being
serious.
The
song is New Shoes and you will love it. Check out the entire album. It is fantastic.
What's his name? Paolo.
Yes.
There is something Paolo. Wrong in your brain. I'm not kidding.
You try to see P-A-O-U-A-L-O or something.
It's P-A-O-L-O.
That's a lot of vowels.
Paolo.
Paolo.
Fine. Nutini. Love that song.
Paolo.
Good.
What is wrong with you?
Nothing.
Spain-ish.
Well, you know where he's from. He's from Spain.
And he eats Spam.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Scott.
Which, by the way, I need to go to Hy-Vee and buy some Spam, and I will do it tonight. Okay? I promise. I will go and get some damned Spam, and I will eat it.
Pictures or it didn't happen.
Fine. Story here from the Kansas City Star. After the founder of a Johnson County soccer club was accused of inappropriately touching a teenage girl that he coached, he pleaded guilty to a sex crime, and then stepped aside from running the club. He pleaded guilty, by the way. Keep that in mind. The founder's wife is now running the club and telling players and their parents the allegations against him are lies, even though he pleaded guilty.
He pleaded guilty. Now the wife runs the same soccer club.
And says that the allegations against him are lies. But the teenage girl and her mother say others need to know the truth. Jason Cummins, I'm just reading from the Star, so don't even think
and
about
you,
suing
you,
me.
Is there a, have you, is there any, you're a soccer guy.
Right.
Was this in soccer circles?
All right, full disclosure, I have coached against him.
Okay.
I was unaware of these.
That's what I'm asking.
Yes.
Was this like all the,
I have coached against Jason Cummins. I was unaware of these allegations.
Okay.
I will say that, all right, let's go a little bit more full disclosure. Dustin and I, who I coach with and have for years, had a brief kind of under the breath conversation with him at a game several years ago because of the way that he was yelling at his players.
Okay.
All right. Dustin and I don't yell at players. We've never coached that way. and we walked to the midfield and we said, hey, come here. And we said some words to him. He did not take it kindly. And that was the only interaction I've ever had with this
guy. Okay, so go down further in the story, Scott. According to charging documents, he asked permission to take the teen out to lunch after the two had argued at a November practice. But rather than go to a restaurant close to her home, the teen says, Cummins then took her to a Panera 10 to 15 minutes away. He said he didn't want anyone to see them together. Leaving the restaurant, he commented on her appearance of her rear end. And when they got into the car, he asked if she wanted to see his house. She said, I kind of kept saying, I don't know. And he said, okay, I'll take you there. I had a sweatshirt
this
on.
This is according to the
this
team.
This is according to her. And he made me put my hood on, the hoodie, to go into his house so the neighbors wouldn't see.
After giving her a tour of the house, the teen said, Cummins walked her to the front door. He gave her a lingering hug. He rubbed her back. He asked if he could touch her rear end. She did not respond, so he did. Then she claims he asked if he could put his hands
somewhere else. Yeah.
She immediately said no. Then she claims he walked to his couch and made her sit on his lap.
Now, we're going to stop there. But former teammates and friends, then after everybody said this isn't true, he pleaded guilty. They start telling the team, according to this article, that it was all lies. Now, keep in mind, he pleaded guilty and registered as a sex offender. He's not going to be scheduled till September. I don't think there's anything illegal, Scott, about the wife then taking over the duties. But it's at the very least awkward and at most grossly inappropriate, is it not?
By the time the court hearings had begun, Angie Cummins, his wife, was telling parents that the teen had lied. By the way, for those of you who don't know, elite soccer or premier soccer, whatever you want to call it, is big business. This is their job.
Right.
They coach 8 boys teams, 10 yes. girls teams.
So the income is still coming in for the family, even though he's going to be registered as a sex offender.
But when you are a premier coach, that is what you do. For many of them, you coach a bunch of teams. You don't necessarily coach them, but they're part of your organization. This organization is called Arsenal, and we've played them before, and you're very familiar with them. But Angie Cummins, according to the Star, was telling parents that the teen had lied. You've got to keep the business afloat. The business is coaching youth soccer.
Well, your business was coaching youth soccer until you pleaded guilty to a sex offense against a child and now have to register as a sex offender.
Former teammates and friends were asking the teen, why was she lying?
Makes me sick.
576-7798. I want to be very careful as we walk into these tangled waters. All right? There are going to be a lot of allegedlies dropped in here. Okay?
At the end of the day, Scott, the question is, can a spouse step in and run a business involving children when the male is going to be a registered sex offender?
576-7798. 576-7798. Sam Stevie III, ladies and gentlemen. Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks on KMBZ. I just got off the phone with Coach Dustin. We did not coach against this man. We coached against somebody who worked for him. We have, and I want to make this correction because it's important. We did not coach against this guy. And I want to be very clear about that. So if I misspoke, it was because I misunderstood. And I apologize for that.
Okay.
So anyway, let's get to the phones. Mike in Kansas City. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm just wondering if they released the conditions of the plea bargain.
They didn't release the conditions, but they did say what the plea was. And I believe he pleaded down from actually making physical contact to the pleaded down to the request or suggestion of physical contact. So there was a plea. The original charge was more significant, if you will.
And he'll be sentenced next month.
But are you asking, like, could they say as part of the sentence he can't be around any players? I mean, you...
No, well, basically, I mean, he's risking going to prison for a certain amount of time versus probation. I mean, they may believe her, they may believe him. Are you willing to take that risk?
Well, but it's already done. I mean, he's pleaded guilty.
Well, I understand, but that would maybe be part of it. I mean, if he got a sweetheart deal where he doesn't have to go to jail, all he's got to do is register and have a little bit of probation versus risking a potential 5 to 10 year sentence on something.
Well,
I mean, what would you take?
Well, yeah, obviously you would take the freedom, but the way that youth soccer works is once he has pleaded guilty to this, he will never be in the presence of these girls or any girls ever again. I mean, Dustin and I, let me be very clear, because I have to do this every 6 months. We have to take a video course that we understand what concussions look like.
Yeah.
Then we have to take another video course that we're not going to touch young girls.
Well, the fact, Scott, he was in a car alone, even to go to Panera with her, is completely not acceptable. You would say that as a coach.
Absolutely.
Would never get in a car.
Not without my daughter.
Without your daughter in the car. If someone is left behind and needs a ride, no way. We're going to wait here for mom or dad. Yep. I am not getting in a car with you.
Well, and I know Coach Dustin is the same way. He would, like last weekend, we did a tournament, or 2 weekends ago, we did a tournament. And he and Maya wanted to go to IHOP. Well, he, of course, did not go to IHOP without his daughter in the car.
Right, of course. For everyone's protection.
Right.
And you don't even have your player's phone number, Scott.
I do not.
This story says, and I'm quoting here, when he brought her home, the teen says, later that afternoon, he began texting her apologies. In the following months, she said, he bought her expensive gifts for Christmas and her birthday.
It also says he started grooming her to move into his house when she was 18, allegedly, when she was 18 years old, to help take over the academy or take over a team. There are so many things about this that as a youth soccer coach, I recognize as being wrong. I have never in my life ever been in a car. Now, have I given players a ride to practice and home? Yes. Yes, I have. Have I ever done it without one of my own children being in that car?
No way.
No.
No way.
576-7798. Megan in Kansas City. Hello, Megan.
Hi.
Hi.
I think the most concerning part of the story is the fact that the wife is telling all the players that she was lying because she's still working with young girls and they should be able to come forward and confide in their coach.
Correct.
And the fact that now they think she's going to claim to everyone that they're lying or tell her story means that all those girls are going to remain silent if something else is going on. And that worries me, I think, more than anything else.
Hmm. By the way, let me make one more quick correction if I can, Megan. I said Arsenal. It's arson. Arson FC.
Arson as in I'm going to commit a felony and burn down my house?
I'm just telling you the name of the team. The team's name is Arson FC. And I misspoke and said Arsenal. Forgive me. Chase on the Kansas side. Hello, Chase.
Oh, hi. I am a registered sex offender for a mistake that I had done when I was a teenager.
Can you turn your radio down?
Yep, sorry. So, as in every sex offense case, because I have done a really, really deep into this, there is a rule that he is not allowed to be on with anybody 18 years or under.
Who's he? You?
No, any sex offender. Anybody that's being investigated for a sex offense, any registered. They're not allowed to be around people under 18 without an adult.
And does that qualify for you?
Yeah, actually, no, it doesn't, because I was adjudicated.
Okay.
So, to answer the question about if she can take over the business, she can, but he's not allowed to be on premises with those children.
I cannot imagine this happening and having someone that coached my kids plead guilty and register, and then I'm still okay with staying with this same group. Under what circumstance would you feel comfortable doing that, Scott?
Under no circumstance? None. Under zero circumstance. I honest to God, don't get it. Now, if the owner of Arson FC wants to get all mad and sue me or whatever, I'm just reading from the Kansas City Star. And we've dropped so many allegedlys in here, you don't even have a case.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. But this guy, Cummins, pleaded guilty. His wife takes over the team. And according to the Kansas City Star, tells everybody that the kid is lying. If you think in a million years, after the guy pleaded guilty, now if he was acquitted, that would be something else. That would be something different. But he pleaded guilty and will be sentenced next month. If you think in a New York minute, I'm letting my kid play for that academy, you are insane. You are high as a kite. And if his wife is, as the Star claims, allegedly running around saying that this kid is lying and disparaging her reputation, allegedly. See how we do that so we don't get sued?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. How important is soccer in your world? Your kid's not playing for the U.S. national team. And here's how I can tell you that. I've run through the circles of soccer since I was probably about 7 years old. If your kid was going to be the next Megan Rapinoe, she would have already been scouted by now. And she would not be living in Kansas City. So why put your kid through that? Why play that game? And I'm not saying the game of soccer. You get the larger game. Move your kid to another team or something. There are coaches out there that you don't have to worry about. There are coaches out there who can actually pass a background test. You're listening to one. Allegedly. No, wait, no, I can't actually pass a background test.
Or are they allegedly listening?
You're late to break.
Am I driving you crazy?
Yes.
Why?
Allegedly.
You guys are both driving me crazy.
Am I allegedly driving you crazy?
No, it's actual.
It's confirmed?
It's confirmed.
Okay. 576-7798.
Allegedly.
Alleged.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Oh, somebody just got inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
I got a shotgun, a rifle,
and the question is, what took so long?
Yeah, what?
Hank Williams Jr.'s dad was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1961, and many have long felt that his son should have joined him in that illustrious Hall of Fame. He's been around for years. 1979 bar anthem family tradition, was certified gold. A Country Boy Can't Survive, reaching platinum. All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over Tonight, which became the theme song for Monday Night Football. It has been years. Will you look up how old Hank Williams Jr. is, if you don't mind? Even though that one night at Sandstone, he couldn't seem to remember the lyrics or get past song number four. Whatever.
It's a family tradition.
Well, it is.
He is 71 years old.
71 years old, and he's finally into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
He has a lot of kids.
How many kids does he have?
Five? Six? I don't know.
Dana's got four.
It's a lot of kids. Breeder.
Now, five and six, you're getting into...
You're getting into breeder territory.
Yeah.
Four?
I feel like four, you're right at the, you know, we should probably stop now before people start whispering.
Oh, I'm not judging. My mom's one of 12.
Whoa!
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Wow!
Your mom is one of 12 kids?
My mom is the 11th of 12 kids, yes.
Dang!
Yeah.
What happened over there? Are they Catholic?
We are a Catholic family, yes.
Okay. I'm not saying anything negative. I'm just asking.
Okay, judgy.
12's a lot. But was more common back then than it would be now.
I need to look up my buddy Chris Heinzelman.
Oh, no. Every time you look up, there's a new one
in there.
On his Facebook page.
Well,
correct.
She was like the fifth biggest family in her grade school.
Mm-hmm.
That's saying something. There was one family with like 17.
Hang on. All right. Here's his new. Oh, God. Now, see, now some of these might be grandkids, so I'm not going to count. Hang on. I got to figure this out.
I have almost 40 first cousins on my mom's side.
40 cousins?
Almost. I don't know what the exact number
all?
Is. Yeah.
Like if one came up to you, would you recognize them?
Yeah, we all look the same.
Look, this is my buddy, Chris Heinzman. We played high school football together. That's his family. I mean, that's Duggar-ish.
Yeah. Now, you know what? I love him.
Now, some of those have got to be grandkids.
I don't know, Scott. He called in one time to talk about it, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
You know it's bad if you have to buy two packs of those stickers that you put on the back of your car just to fit the whole family in there?
The whole stick family on there?
When you're wrapping it around the side of the van?
Yeah, that's bad.
You got too many kids.
Time to stop.
Now, some of these have got to be grandkids. There's no way.
I don't know,
there
Scott.
Is no way.
I don't know.
That guy, I love Heinzelman. I wish I had his number. I'd call him right now. Last count, he was at 18 kids, I think. I think he was at 18.
Remember that guy that we had on that from New York that donates his stuff and has like 50 kids?
Well, the reason that was in the news was because there have been some lawsuits over the anonymity factor.
Mm.
Of that business. And if you think that's anonymous anymore in the day of Ancestry.com and 23andMe, you're nuts. You will get a knock on your door 18 years from now or whenever.
No,
when somebody, yes, you will.
I donated.
Because when someone in that family decides to go do that family tree ancestry thing, it will lead back to you. It just, that's the way the world works right now.
All right, hang on. I got to, I'm keep talking. I'm going to count these. I'm going through his family members right now. Two, four, five. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
It's more than 12.
Hang on. He only
He's
lists,
taking his shoes off.
He only lists 10.
Okay. I thought he said 12 the last time he called in.
Oh, no. I think it was higher than that. No, no, no.
The DNA will catch up with you if you are in the business of making money on the side doing that.
Hang on. Let me see if he lists his phone number in here.
No, do not call him. That's just like an awkward conversation to have. Like, why do you have so many kids? Which is essentially what you're asking.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I want to know what's it like.
I don't. Not even for one half of 1 second do I even want to know what that's like.
I mean, I just went through his about on Facebook and there were 10.
Eventually, the older kids start raising
start
the younger
helping
kids.
With the younger kids.
They have to.
You would have to.
And you just work nonstop because you can't afford that.
It would be expensive.
You think?
Yeah. Ain't everybody getting on an airplane to go fly to Hawaii for the holidays, if you know. I mean, there's certain things you're not going to do, like travel.
Somebody says, I have 52 first cousins just on my mom's side.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Wow.
I feel you.
Dude, I have 3 on my mom's side and 2 on my dad's side.
I've got 3 and, like, 4. It's not many.
Man, we just didn't breed a lot, I guess, in the Parks family.
Well, you know, way, way, way back, it was common. And it would say, you know, like, here lies Mildred, mother of boom, 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 like on the tombstone, you know?
Right.
And let me tell you why Mildred lies there, because she had so many damn kids.
Right.
At age 50, she said, sweet Jesus, take me now. I cannot do this anymore.
No, seriously,
my uterus is exploding.
Her uterus exploded and killed
her. But, you know, they used to put mother of, and they put all those names on there.
Man. Couldn't even imagine.
No, it's, you know, but the people who do it, they don't know any different.
I'm not judging.
No, I know. You adapt. That's the word I'm looking for.
Okay.
You adapt.
All right.
My grandma waited tables the entire time through 12 children.
12?
Yeah.
Whew. News is next. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.